as you are back into Talk to the Suns, our weekly visit with one of the Suns broadcasters, kind of on a rotating basis today. Tom Chambers joins us here on Sports 620 KTAR and our Talk to the Suns segment. Tom, Dave Burns, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Dave. It's a good night, huh?
A good night. A lot to talk about, and a lot of. Well, you tell me. On a surprise scale, as you're walking out of the building yesterday afternoon, to what degree were you surprised to see the Suns take care of business without Nash, without Amari, against a team with the best record in the NBA yesterday?
Well, I don't know if I was surprised, but I was excited. You know, I was pleasantly surprised, if you will, because I saw the type of effort it takes for this team to win, and because these guys played so hard, you know, from Grant, you know, obviously Shaq, all of the guys, you know, Matt Barnes, I think they're figuring out how hard they have to play, because for the most part this season, they didn't give that type of an effort, and ever since Alvin Gentry has been at the helm, you know what, this team has played better, and against the Lakers, they figured out how hard they have to play. And now when Steve Nash comes back, and hopefully we can get Amari Stoudemire, you know what, there's hope on the horizon.
What, beyond the energy and the effort, what's the key when it comes to beating a team like the L.A. Lakers with as good as they are?
Well, I think that's it, because this team has serious skills. I mean, you know, they say, you know, people have said that, you know, well, they've got guys on the bench, but they're not that great. Well, this team has some skilled players. I mean, Jason Richardson is like as close to being an all-star as you get. Matt Barnes is, obviously you saw how good he can be when he's, you know, pushing a triple-double. Leandro Barbosa is almost impossible to guard when you give him space, and they did, and they let him go. And then Shaq, when he catches the ball at 3 feet, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Nobody can stop him. And so I truly believe they're utilizing everybody's skills. You know, Alvin Gentry, you have to give him all the credit in the world. I wish that he would have gotten that earlier than he did, and maybe they would have righted his ship. It's unfortunate Amari went down. It's unfortunate that Steve missed, you know, some time. But you know what? Hopefully, if they can get in, you know, this is going to make them stronger and better.
It went from 7 seconds or less to 7 seconds or Shaq, and we talked with Alvin Gentry earlier in the night, and I asked him that's more than just a marketing slogan, isn't it? And he said, oh yeah, I mean that's what we're doing right now, and I mean, so from a basketball perspective, talk about 7 seconds or Shaq and how it's working for the Suns.
Well, it's perfect. You know, it makes everybody happy. The fans are happy. You're happy. I'm happy. It's exciting basketball. And ladies and gentlemen, if you don't get something, you guess what? You go inside and get something. It's much like we were in 93 with Charles. Charles, you know, whined a little bit louder than Shaq does as far as I want the basketball and I want to make all of the decisions. Shaq just wants to get it, and when he gets it, you know, he knows what to do with it. If they double, he's going to hit somebody open for a shot. So it's the best of all worlds in the basketball world. And last year, you know, this team needed some more defense. This team needed to utilize this bench. And you know what? Now, you know, Coach Gentry is, and one of the reasons is because starters can't play that many minutes when you're playing at this breakneck pace that they want to be at. So right now it's a good thing. I just hope it's not too late, because it's, you know, the Suns are outside looking in, and none of those other teams want to fall out of that spot either.
And the schedule, and I know they took a big step towards you know, playing to that schedule by beating the Lakers yesterday. Their next six games, just brutally tough still. It is going to be a tough 2 weeks for them.
It absolutely is going to be, but you know what? I just feel like, and I'm very optimistic right now. You know, Grant Hill said it before going into the last game against the Lakers. They were embarrassed. You know, they're better than that kind of a team that lost in Los Angeles. And if you can't look at that and realize, okay, if we play this hard, we're capable of beating anybody, whether Steve Nash is in the game or whether Amari Stoudemire is in the game. That's huge, because those two guys are all-stars too. You know, two-time MVP, first-team All-NBA. So if you can do that, it just goes to show me and the rest of the world that these guys are pretty good, and you should give them some credit, because you know what, they have maybe the best seven guys in the NBA when they play at that level. When they don't, anybody can beat them, because it's such a fine line between being an all-star and being somebody who should just be bought out and released if you don't come with that type of energy. And I hope that they figured it out.
Tom Chambers joining us here for a couple of more minutes on Sports 620 KTAR in our Talk to the Sun segment. Suns of the Magic tomorrow at 5 o'clock here on Sports 620 KTAR, exclusive home of the Al McCoy play-by-play call. What, in your mind, has been the role of the bench in the way they've played the last week or so, or at least since Alvin Gentry has taken over as coach?
Well, they've been very good. You know, Gorin was gone. You know, Robin was gone. You know, he hasn't played a whole lot. You know, Matt Barnes was very frustrated in what was happening with him. I mean, Lou Amundson was playing okay, but now he's playing great. You know, he's just instilled a bit of confidence in them. He's not worried about them missing shots. He's not worried about anything other than just go out there and play hard, guys. You know, it's a fun game. Enjoy yourself. Great things happen when you're diving on the floor and into the stands and blocking shots. You know, the offense will come. And, you know, don't settle for three-point shots. Just try and get yourself on top of the basket. After you make a couple, that three-pointer will go in. So he's doing exactly what this team needed. He is, that sugar pill, if you will, that they needed to have to get themselves going and positive and optimistic about what was going, you know, what was going to happen for them in their future. And so, yeah, I just think he's the right guy. And unfortunately, you know, he wasn't the guy that was hired initially because, you know, Terry Porter seemed to be the right hire. And I wasn't opposed to Terry Porter. I thought he was the right guy. But for whatever reason, you can go into a lot of, you know, this may be it, this may be it, this may be it. He wasn't. And when Coach Gentry came in, you know, things just kind of fell into place.
What, we talk about the energy and the effort level. What has it been with Shaq that has allowed him to become what only the fourth player above the age of 35 to score 35 points or more, 33 points or more on back-to-back nights? And it's like Jordan, Malone, and Alex English are the other three. What is he doing that has allowed him to have this incredible run that he's had the last few weeks?
Well, there's more than one thing. You know, obviously, he's in better shape than he's been in years. And you know, Shaq wants to say that it's just touch as well. That's nice to touch the basketball, but there's been times a couple years ago where he wouldn't have made a very good play when he got the basketball. Obviously, with Steve Nash out and Amari Stoudemire out, there's less options. And now he is the number one option. And if they don't have a fast break hoop, they go to Shaq, and it's not a bad option. This guy is extremely efficient. You know, he's always close to 60% from the field. He's now making his free throws, so you can have him in at the end of games as well as the beginning of games, whereas last year and even earlier this year, it was like, can you have this guy on the court at the end of games? Because they're going to foul him, and then you're not going to have a chance. You know, you have a better, you know, than 40% chance, which he was shooting earlier, than, you know, just going to somebody else. So, you know, the free throws are there, the fact that he's in great shape, and also Amari and Steve are out. But you know what? It's a good thing that he's playing this way. And when Steve comes back, and hopefully it won't be over before Amari can come back, it'll just make him, you know, play that much better. And the guys like Matt Barnes and Grant Hill who are playing very well, this is a nice cast of characters. And when they play like that, golly, I can put them up against anybody.
Last question for Tom Chambers here on Sports 620 KTAR. They got into a big debate yesterday during the national TV broadcast about if the Suns are to make the playoffs, whether it would be an unexpected accomplishment given everything that they've gone through this year, especially with the Amari injury and with Nash missing some time, or whether it's expected based solely off of the talent that they have on the roster. Is it expected, or would it be a major accomplishment, do you think?
Well, I don't think, you know, at this point, because of where they're at right now, it's a major accomplishment. But I wouldn't have thought that going in. I would have said that it's expected. This group should be in the playoffs. And that's what I am. I expect them to do it. But right now, they've got an uphill battle because of this tough schedule that's in front of them. But can they do it? Absolutely. 100% they can do it. Can they let up at all? No. Can they coast at all? No. They have to put the pedal to the metal. And yes, they can absolutely do it. And the Lakers don't want to play the Suns at full strength. You know, they feel like they can beat them because they've been a more cohesive unit. The team has played harder. Right now, maybe they're not.
Yeah. All right, Tom, thanks for the time tonight. We certainly appreciate it, and we'll speak soon.
All right, thanks, Dave.
All right, thanks. Tom Chambers here on Sports 620 KTAR and Talk to the Suns. And that was something Phil Jackson said about Steve Nash, that once Nash comes back, this should be a playoff basketball team, that they should be in the playoffs. So we'll see again. Suns of the Magic tomorrow. Dwight Howard might get 1,000 rebounds in tomorrow's game. Maybe that's exaggerating. Maybe he'll get, you know, 50 rebounds tomorrow against the Phoenix Suns. has a hugely tough matchup for them again tomorrow, taking on the Magic, the Heat, then the Houston Rockets, and then the San Antonio Spurs. We'll have the game for you tomorrow. It is time to call it a night here on Sports 620 KTAR. Thanks to the guys on the other side of the glass who made this show go. Our technical director, Jordan Bird, our intern, John, and our producer, executive producer, the good Farmer Rod Lakin, for all of his hard work tonight. We certainly appreciate it. My name is Dave Burns. Have yourself a good rest of the night. Suns basketball and ASU basketball the rest of the week. We'll talk to you on the Sports Line next week. We'll talk to you tomorrow on Gambo and Ash's show with the Sports Center updates here on Sports 620 KTAR. So for all the guys on the other side of the glass, have yourself a nice night. Thanks for listening. That's been the 620 Sports Line here on Sports 620 KTAR.